Welcome to Peter Gray Realty Podcast, Real Estate Essentials. My name is Peter Gray and I'm here to advise you on all things real estate. Today's topic is how to purchase a property in Italy. Once you've found a property that suits your needs, the initial step is to arrange an inspection. This process can be quite lengthy. Always depends on the characteristics of the property. Architects, engineers, plumbers can take some time to arrange depending on the location. If you plan to renovate, labor and material quotes are always recommended to inform your offer. Making an offer through a purchase proposal. Once you've decided on your offer, the next step is a purchase proposal, a written declaration prepared by the buyer with terms of the purchase including deposit, notary deed timelines, and any conditions, i.e. granting of bank loans. This proposal shows intent to purchase the property with an offer. This commits you to purchasing the property. You must remember that. At this point, there may be negotiations, and once the offer is accepted, the seller will sign the purchase proposal, committing him to the sale and turning the purchase proposal into a contract. If either party decides to withdraw from the contract, by law, the buyer will lose their deposit and the seller will need to return the deposit and pay a penalty, the same as the deposit amount. The purchase proposal contract needs to be registered at the tax office. These costs are paid by the buyer and average between 350 and 550 euro. The contract needs to be registered within 20 days after signing at the tax office. If it is simple sale without any conditions that would dissolve the contract, it is possible to skip the next step, the drawing up of the preliminary contract, and proceed directly to the notarial deed. The purchase proposal will then be considered the preliminary contract. House purchase, the preliminary agreement for sale and purchase. The preliminary contract is a legal contract between the seller and the buyer that binds both parties to proceed to the notarial deed. Core items included are personal details of both seller and buyer, a complete description of the property, details of previous deeds, the existence of mortgages or other entries on the property, e.g. rights of way, details of release planning and building permits, the agreed selling price, terms of payment and possible suspensive and or resolutive conditions. A further deposit is paid of normally 20 to 30% of the agreed price. The preliminary contract needs to be registered within 20 days after signing at the tax office. I know I've repeated that, but it's super important you know that. As above, if either party pulls out, there are financial penalties. Public title deed. A public title deed will need to be drawn up in conjunction with the preliminary contract, in brackets, if applicable, okay, to evidence the chain of uninterrupted ownership. This forms a basis for all tax implications and needs to be drawn up by a notary and signed by both parties in person or by proxy. The notary will check if there are no alternative claims on the property, like mortgages, will verify all relevant information and checks the validity of all legal required licenses and permits. The seller is liable for possible hidden defects and for third parties' claims on the property. The buyer will pay the balance of the agreed amount to the seller when signing the notarial deed or when ownership is transferred at a later date, for example, if a check used. For this purpose, you need to open a bank account by an Italian bank or make arrangements with the notary for monies to be held in his or her trust account. The notary will register the title deed at the tax office and the transcription in the land registry. It will take 2 to 3 weeks to get a certified copy of the title deed from the notary's office. It is important to note that the process for buying the real estate in Italy can be complex and time-consuming. It is a good idea to hire a lawyer to help you with the process, even if you speak Italian. This podcast is just a guide only, guys, and we recommend that you check with the embassy in your country for all the specifications and available information. Thank you so much for listening to the Real Estate Essentials podcast. My name's Peter Gray. If you have any questions, drop me an email. I'm happy to try and find the answer for you and get back to you. Thanks for listening again, and have a great day.